Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, Chalam and Vav, and we're learning Simon Ches. Yizar ma'oid shlal haniach ala shulchan sefer shlal lamed by eza yom. So you have a sefer which has not been used for a while. So the concern which the Chayyadim is addressing is that you do a sheyesh b'hem tuloyim ketanim harbe. Bugs get into the sefer. They had problems with bookworms, or different little bugs would get into the sefer, especially when the sefer was rag content. They would eat it. You look at the old storm, sometimes you'll see that there's little holes in the pages. That's where the worms have eaten through the pages. Well, you put it on the table, and they crawl out of the sefer into the food. And we have a concern that a person will end up eating toloyim. So a person has to be careful about that. The more in Shabbos, the Naftal says, Makak disifri sakanto, the type of worm which was found in Sorim, this little worm which is found in Sorim, if it would get inside of a person would eat it. It's dangerous. And the Morse is a story there that the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ended up ingesting some of these worms. And he told Rabbi Yochanan, he cried out to Rabbi Yochanan, he has this sharp pain inside of his throat. And Rabbi Yochanan said that's what it was, and he's not going to be able to survive. And the Morse said that's what happened, that he wasn't able to survive this attack on him from these bugs. So v'heim toloyim, the makak de sifri, sometimes people translate it as just the worn out swarm. It says it's worn out, but not just the simple wear and tear of years. It means due to these bugs eating at it. That's what the Mar is referring to. So that's a form of toloyim. So Chayyadim says that sometimes the bugs which we have nowadays can be something similar to those bugs that they have as Man Chazal, which were, the Gemara says, that besides the issur of eating toloyim, that it's pashut is a question of it's dangerous, so a person has to be careful about that. Okay, there's a parallel lashon of the Chayyadim in his sefer on Yerideya, Chachma Zodim, where he says the following. So I mean, here's a situation where you don't know that there's any bugs there. The food itself is not something which is known to be infested, that you would have to check the food. But the Chayyadim writes, the Chayyadim in his Sefer Chochmas Adam writes, in Klal Lamed Ches Simen Chof in Chochmas Adam, Roy Lo Adam Lihistakel B'Masha Eichel, even cases where halachically you do not need to check. There are certain foods which the halacha requires that one has to check. I want to clarify that. But he says, even in situations where one does not need to check, it's still appropriate to just to keep your mind and your eyes on what you're eating. That will protect him from eating different insects. And I can testify about myself that because I undertook this hanhaga, this type of action, that I was always careful to look at the food before I ate it, I saved myself for many times from eating an issur of eating a bug. So that's the language of the Chacham Sadam over there. So Rabbi Yamin Zilber, in his Sefer on Chayyadim, he says some people, you'll see that while they're eating, they're reading a Sefer. So they're not really looking at the food, they're busy focusing on the Sefer. So he says that's not a good idea, according to this. And he says, so maybe as long as when you divert your attention from the Sefer to look at the food as you're eating it, that should be sufficient. It could be that their issue with bugs was much more than our issue with bugs. Between the type of closure that we're able to close our houses from having bugs coming in. We have screens, we have the sweep of the door, the doors close well, windows, etc. So we don't see that we're having a problem, that we're having bugs getting into our food on a regular basis. You can imagine 200 years ago, even foods which were not infested from the fields, there were bugs in the house. There were bugs in the table. The person would have to constantly be on the lookout for that possibility. So maybe that's why nowadays we're not so machmed on this, and it doesn't seem that we're grappling with such a significant problem. Okay, so maybe tomorrow I'll just go through very, very briefly the different types of foods which you would have to check, and then we'll move on to the next siman in the Chayyarim. And meanwhile, have a good day.